This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions surged as Hamas's chief accused Israel on Tuesday of sabotaging talks for a Gaza truce after it raided the devastated Palestinian territory's largest hospital for a second time. Months of war have pushed hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in the besieged territory to the brink of famine, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying everyone in Gaza was now in need of humanitarian aid. A UN-backed assessment, meanwhile, said 300,000 people in the territory's north would face famine by May without a surge of aid. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The incoming Palestinian prime minister lays out plans for reform but faces major obstacles, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The incoming Palestinian prime minister says he'll appoint a technocratic government and establish an independent trust fund to oversee Gaza's reconstruction. In a mission statement acquired by the AP, Mohammed Mustafa lays out wide-ranging plans for the kind of revitalized Palestinian authority called for by the U.S. as part of its post-war vision for resolving the conflict. But the PA has no power in Gaza, from which Hamas drove its forces in 2007. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out any return of the PA to Gaza, and his government is staunchly opposed to Palestinian statehood. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States believes Hong Kong's passage of a new national security bill has the potential to accelerate the closing of a once open society, State Department spokesman Vedant Patel said on Tuesday.
We also believe that a lot of the phrasing and crimes that are outlined are poorly defined and incredibly vague.
Adding, Washington is analyzing potential risks. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday warned Ukraine's survival was in danger and sought to convince allies the United States was committed to Kyiv, even as Washington has essentially run out of money to continue arming Ukrainian forces. Republican House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has so far refused to call a vote on a bill that would provide $60 billion more for Ukraine, and the White House has been scrambling to find ways to send assistance to Kyiv. Turkey says it's preparing to bring its first nuclear power plant online this year. It's a Russian-built reactor, and as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, Turkey may also turn to China to build a third nuclear facility.
Russia's Rosatom is close to completing Turkey's first nuclear power plant, and Ankara says it has plans for the construction of a second Russian nuclear power station. With Russia under increasing sanctions by Western governments, analysts say nuclear power is key to breaking Moscow's financial isolation. The Akuyu nuclear power station has become an important symbol of the deepening relationship between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Ankara is determined to reduce its dependence on imported energy. And analysts say it had little choice but to turn to Russia, the only country that was ready to finance the $20 billion project. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The leader of a religious sect in Zimbabwe was denied bail on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Ishmael Chakwarangera was arrested last week for suspected child abuse. Police had found 251 school-aged children working on his farm, as well as 16 unregistered graves. Chakwarangera, described by police as a self-styled prophet, covered his head with a towel as he appeared at a court in the town of Norton near the capital Harare. He was alongside seven of his church members who also faced charges. Denying them bail, Magistrate Christine Yanduro argued that Chakwarangera could use his influence to interfere with witnesses and that there would be a public outcry if he was released.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The United States, Britain, and Norway on Tuesday called on South Sudan's leaders to take urgent steps to ensure genuine and peaceful elections in December. South Sudan has been formally at peace since a 2018 deal ended a five-year conflict responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths, but violence between rival communities flares frequently. The joint statement follows warnings from the United States that South Sudan is not on a path of free and fair elections. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.